Well, I think what we're largely outlining is the imbalance between the West and the East. For example, my one focuses again on the 10T arc, and also the treatment of Knock Airport by the government and by other bodies. Simply put, it's not being treated as well as airports like Shannon or like Dublin, obviously, or like Cork, and it's not getting the funding, not getting the finances, not getting the investment that requires. And we're outlining that Knock can be a hub of infrastructure that other towns can grow off as Knock grows almost.
Okay, and just as young fellows yourself who are in school in Ballyhadreen, what is your own hope for what you'd like to do? Would you like to stay working in the West if you could? And what do you think your prospects are based on jobs and things like that?
Well, I'd personally love to stay in the West and stay close to obviously family, but as we began to research into this, we found that that is something that is becoming less and less. Well, we just simply can't do it because there's not a lot of opportunities, or there's just not a lot of infrastructure there. And it's very disheartening because you see a lot of young people in my own family that are going off to university, to college in places like Dublin or Cork, or they're actually going abroad to study. And then furthermore, they're getting jobs abroad, or they're getting jobs in the likes of Dublin, which already has, you know, rapidly increasing rent. And you simply just cannot survive off what you're given in Dublin compared to that of what you're paying for rent. So personally, I'd love to stay in the West, but whether or not that's going to be a feasible option in the next few years, I'm not sure.
Yeah. And in Gurcheen in South Sligo, a very rural area, you know, even when you go home from school, like, is there a lot for young people to do in small places like that?
No, not at all. I think what a lot of young people are actually doing is joining Feroiga groups, but there's not a Feroiga group in Gurcheen, and the closest one I think would be around Ballyhadreen or Kilmovie, and that's still, you know, a good half an hour or 40 minute drive. So again, for young people, that's just simply not enough.
Yeah. And what about yourself? Where would you see yourself in 10 years, and would you like to stay in the West of Ireland?
I mean, I'd love to stay in Ballyhadreen. I'd take great pride in being from the West. One thing that is a serious problem is there's no university north of a line from Galway to Dublin, which is pretty much a disgrace. I mean, if you look at Athlone, Sligo, Letterkenny, any of those could be upgraded to university status, so it would be great to see that, and I would certainly attend. And then maybe after that, I'd love to work in the West, but there simply isn't really enough industry, and certainly not in rural areas. I mean, if you really wanted to work, there's some industry in Galway, but it's still a very long way away, and other than that, you would have to travel an awful long way, so it's not very realistic.